We're now Division of Parks and Recreation. Action item number 10, we'll have Director Simpson give us the Lewis and Clark Resort Lease Extension Report.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. We have an opportunity, I guess it's a mutually beneficial opportunity to expand the footprint of the Lewis and Clark Resort. The action that I'll be asking you to take is to also extend the lease terms that we're currently operating under. Just to give you a little bit of background here, Mike Graves, who's our current resort operator down there, came to us with an idea to inject some capital into the concession itself. What Mike is looking to do is he's looking to bring about $1.2 million worth of capital to the concession and build a couple of he's calling them cottages, I call them lodges. They're four bedroom lodges, three baths, but just short of 3,000 square feet, along with some campsites and the infrastructure that it takes to support those with roads, utilities, and those kinds of things. He's looking to bring all the funding for that expansion. And what we would do is offer up some additional property for him to annex into the resort as it exists now. It'd be about 13 acres down there at Lewis and Clark. This is something that's kind of been talked about for years. I think it's been kicked around at a local level. I don't know that we've ever gotten serious about it. But Mike is a mover and a shaker, and he has ideas on what he would like to do and grow his business and be profitable. And we want to do what we think is reasonable to allow him to be successful down there. And what we think is reasonable to be successful is to offer him an extension on his lease of 9 years in an effort to help him recoup the $1.1 million worth of $1.2 million worth of investment that he's going to make. This will not require any capital to come from the department. It purely be a use of land. Jeff Van Meter and Shane Birch, my local folks down there, went out and walked the property that they were looking at annexing into the resort. Helped Mike lay things out where we think that these things could go and where it would provide an opportunity for the public to recreate, even though it is on a concession, it's down in that area. We think that, this expansion makes sense to us. We think the terms of the extension make sense, and it also allows, with a little longer term on the extent on the lease itself, it allows Mike to put some financing in place that makes sense. Going out and asking him to interject that kind of capital with only a few years left on a lease, he just doesn't have time to recoup that kind of investment. So. This would be, similar to what we've done already down at Lewis and Clark with the marina, added to the time that the Chris Donlin, that the concessionaire, has down there. And we think this makes sense. Got some, what we would be looking at as far as additional revenue to the department on a yearly basis is not significant. It's probably going to run about that $9,000, $10,000, $11,000 a year. We'll put that money to good use as well. We can help whatever those costs are down at Lewis and Clark, and we continue to make that a thriving operation. So, Mr. Chair, I guess what I'm asking you is for the opportunity to continue to work with the concessionaire to enter into an agreement with him to extend this lease out to 2037. All we need is your approval, and we'll get the paperwork drawn up.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions for Scott on that? Commissioner Sharp.
Thank you, Commissioner Sharp here. Good presentation. I like the idea. Just want to verify that this does not create any liability for us down the road along the lines of what we've had at Spring Creek and Roy Lake.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Sharp, we have not discussed what maybe some of those things look like at Lewis Clark Resort as far as a beyond this lease kind of negotiation. This is one of the concessions that we have that is viable, and we, you know, I wouldn't tell you that we haven't had those thoughts about what could happen someday, but at this point, we're happy with where we're at, and we feel comfortable in allowing this to go forward.
Commissioner Sprint.
This lease would be a locked-in lease to Sam Lawn every year for the 35, or is there options in there to change anything?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Spring, yeah, that's what we'd be asking for right now, would be continuing the lease at 5% of his gross. We would lock that in for this period of time. I can tell you that Mike does have some additional ideas of what he would like to do on this additional property that we're going to make available to him. I would not be surprised if I would come back here in the next few years and have another project, so to speak. And the conversation that I had with Mike, I told him that with this level of investment, I don't think that we need to do a full analysis of what concession fees need to be or any of those kinds of things. But at the point in time that he comes forward with that next project, that next big injection of capital, that at that time I think it'd be appropriate for us to bring in our outside consultant, Margaret Bailey, who comes in, looks at these concession agreements, and make sure that the state is where they need to be as far as concession fees and maintenance costs and all those kinds of things. So I think we're good here because it is a fairly, in the grand scheme of things, a fairly small injection of capital. But I think that next step would require us to take an analysis and maybe make sure that we have the right concession fees out there. Mr. Chair, Fisher Spring, no, there wouldn't be taxes involved there. I mean, the Parks Division does not pay taxes on the ground that it owns. Wildlife Division does. It actually, I mean, I guess if I think about this right, and I'll make sure that Jeff doesn't tackle me, but right now we're maintaining the ground the way it is right now, and we'd actually be turning it over to the concessionaire for him to do things. So actually, what we have into it for expense would likely go down a little bit. So yeah, we're covering our cost at 5%. Right now, he's grossing, you know, somewhere around that $1 million. So we're bringing in with the additional, we're going to be somewhere around $60,000 a year when we take in concession fees.
Mr. Sharp, Commissioner Sharp, and I'm gonna keep kind of hammering on this, but I would ask that we do some kind of valuation, have it in the contract that the 13 acres is a value-added deal. So in the event things change, like they changed over time at other places, we don't end up being in a position where we're being asked to buy back what we gave. So I'm not, you know, I'm kind of winging it here, but I think there's a way to create a value there that, you know, that land is worth X amount of dollars. So the amount of investment that he's making versus we're making, it might wash out. So that's not part of a purchase piece down the road in the event those conversations ever take place. So I just think it needs to be covered.
Mr. Chair, good point, Commissioner. I understand. Just for clarity, and I know you weren't necessarily going this direction, but just for clarity, we do retain ownership of the land. It would just be the buildings that would become part of the possessory interest. So I know where you're going there, and we'll make sure that we get those bases covered.
Any other questions or comments? Just to be clear, Scott, what you're asking us for authority is just authority to continue to negotiate the final contract with the concessionaire.
Mr. Chair, yeah, what we will do is we'll send Mike a letter so that he can get moving on this and get his finances in order and all those kinds of things. But with your approval to extend this out to 2037, I'll actually draw up the language and make sure that all it is basically an extension. We're not moving franchise fees or anything else. It'll just be an amendment to the lease, and we'll send it forward to Mike with your approval.
Very well. Any other? Got a motion by Dees, seconded by Blocken. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Good thing one more person didn't step out and wait.
Leave me hanging.